This evening's newsreader was Jane Steele. In our comedy next, Joanna Lumley and Roger Allam star in the last in the current series of Conversations from a Long Marriage. First, though, let's hear about a new take on Dickens coming this weekend.
On BBC iPlayer.
What is your intention?
That I might learn how to become a gentleman.
From the writer of Peaky Blinders.
This boy be sufficiently accomplished in manners.
Starring Olivia Colman.
Handsome boy. Innocent. Moments before the great corruption.
Why do my mysterious benefactor make a man like you my guardian?
Because I will teach you to be a vulture.
Great Expectations.
So it begins.
Starts on Sunday night on BBC iPlayer.
Now on Radio 4, Joanna is planning a new way of life.
Conversations from a Long Marriage.
By Jan Etherington.
Starring Joanna Lumley.
And Roger Allam. Episode 6, This Old Heart of Mine.
The things we do for love, the things we do for love.
Oh, hello. Are the papers late?
I haven't been to the shop yet. I'm having breakfast first.
What? You've never done that before. Why?
Because Lorelei said...
Which one's this?
The cardiac nutritionist. She suggested I should have a light meal before starting the day or doing any exercise.
Strolling up to the co-op is hardly the Iron Man challenge.
I'm following advice and I think it's a good idea.
Amy won't. She expects walkies first thing.
She's not bothered. Just happy lying on my feet, catching the odd crumb. Why are you huffing?
We have a routine.
Do we?
You know we do. You get up, walk to the shop with the dog and get the paper while I shower. Then I come down and make coffee and read the paper while you have a shower. And then you come down and we have breakfast together.
Is that what's been going on?
Every morning since David Attenborough was a boy.
Come on. It really doesn't matter if it changes.
Yes, it does. I want to come down and read the paper immediately.
You can read it online.
I don't want to. I like opening a proper newspaper, just as I like turning the pages of proper books.
You will have a proper newspaper. I'll go and get it, just a little bit later than usual in future.
But after my shower, I'll be hanging around waiting for you to get back from the shop.
Get up later.
Why should I?
Why not? You should learn to be patient and adaptable.
Because you want to change our morning routine? Without discussion?
I think having a heart attack gives me a certain leverage when it comes to decision-making.
You're breaking up the structure of our lives.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm not shifting tectonic plates, and I feel better for a more leisurely start in the morning. Or I did, until you put my blood pressure up. Honestly, you can be the most selfish person.
Can I?
Yes. Sometimes. You heard what the surgeon said to me. Never forget you've had a heart attack. Restructure some of your routine and the way you live. Look after yourself.
Yes, he did. I know. Sorry. Sorry, darling. It was just... I want you back to normal. And I'd convinced myself that you were. Then I come downstairs and you're eating thick, buttery toast.
Wholemeal. With fruit.
OK, a banana. And you tell me you're changing your routine. And I realise I have to face the fact that things aren't the same. It's all been such a shock and...
Sit down.
Sorry.
Look, yes, it was a shock for us both. But you shouldn't be frightened. I'm not frightened, not anymore. At the back of everyone's minds, as we get older, is the thought of having heart attacks or strokes. Well... Now I know what it's like, and it's not so bad.
You were very lucky, though.
I was. If we hadn't already been at the hospital with Auntie Hilda, who knows?
Oh, God. If it had happened in the middle of the night, or we'd had to wait ages for an ambulance...
And having a stent fitted is almost as common as root canal work. We've got lots of our friends who've had one over the years. Jeremy, Tony, Bob...
And the lovely Baz.
Mick Jagger had a heart valve op, and he was strutting across the stage in Chicago 2 months later.
Yes, but he's...
He's what?
He's Mick Jagger. And don't forget, darling, John died.
He had a cardiac arrest. That's different. The heart stopped. Mine's still going. I've just got to look after myself.
I'm going to look after you, darling. We'll have lots of early nights.
Oh, God, please, no.
No, no, I didn't mean... Well, not yet. Give it a few more days.
That's not what the doctor ordered.
Why not? It's an aerobic exercise.
The average typical sexual encounter doesn't last long enough to obtain the heart-boosting benefits of aerobic exercises.
We're not average. or typical.
Sex is not as beneficial for the heart rate as working out on a treadmill.
How do you know all this?
I asked Lorelei.
Why?
Because I knew you'd ask me. Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones. And I will try and fix you. Morning. Cup of tea. Don't knock it over.
Thank you, darling. Have you taken your tablets?
Yes, I have. Are you going to ask me that every morning?
Almost certainly.
Shift over a bit. Text from Auntie Hilda. Shopping list. Date and walnut cake, hand cream with aloe vera, the Financial Times, and corn plasters. She's in a care home. Can't they supply them?
She'll want the hydrocolloid ones.
She says, don't be late. She and Jack are playing bridge at 3.
He's her bridge partner now?
And maybe that's not all. They could be the new celebrity couple of the Maple Leaf Rest Home.
Oh, gosh. What an extraordinary month we've had. Everything's completely changed.
Except our love for each other.
Well, that's true, actually.
It is. I've had a bit of an epiphany. I'm counting my blessings.
Am I one of them?
Most of the time.
You're very lucky to have your own guardian angel.
I think you're bigging up your job description.
I'm talking about the fact that there's someone watching over you, apart from me, a higher being.
Is there anyone higher than you?
I prayed for you when you were having the operation. I prayed and prayed for ages.
On your knees?
Good grief, no. I was wearing cream linen and the floor wasn't carpeted.
That's my girl.
But I'm convinced that someone was listening, guiding events, because when Auntie Hilda came to live with us...
Forced herself on us because she refused to go into a care home.
Ah, but then, when you took her to visit Jack, she rather liked the place.
And him, which is just as well, because now there's no way we could look after her since my op.
Exactly. See what I mean? So that when we told her that she jolly well would have to move into care, she seemed positively thrilled.
Could it be anything to do with that dashing nonagenarian Jack?
It might not be love yet, but they certainly enjoy each other's company. That's why I think someone with wings and maybe a wand...
That's a fairy, not an angel.
Someone, something unseen made it all slot into place.
I think it's called social services.
The way it panned out made it so much easier for you.
It did. Took all the stress away.
Has this stent made your heart bigger and happier?
Indubitably. I am now a new romantic.
Where are you going?
To slip into a frilly shirt and adamant boots.
You're more Brian Ferry than adamant.
I doubt Brian Ferry will be delivering corn plasters to Auntie Hilda.
Don't go so fast.
Why? Can't you keep up?
Well, of course I can, but I just think you should take it easier, even with an electric bike.
You didn't have to come with me.
You're on new heart tablets. You might get dizzy.
Let's stop for a minute, shall we?
Are you feeling tired?
No, I'm not feeling bloody tired.
Well, what then?
I'm not an invalid.
Sorry,
This is our favourite bench, that's all.
Oh, of course it is. Am I annoying you?
No. Well, just maybe... Could you please stop mollycoddling me?
What? I have never in 40 years heard you use that word.
It's appropriate.
It's insulting.
And stop watching me all the time.
I like looking at you.
And I love you looking at me, but I'd prefer a smouldering sideways glance, not a worried frown as if I'm a toddler standing on top of a slide.
Didn't think I was doing that.
And whenever I get up from a chair or come into the room, don't say, are you okay?
I can't help it. Your grunty sighs can sound like a death rattle.
But they're not. I've been fixed. I'm mended for a few years at least. So you can stop.
I know. Mollycoddling you. Right, I will. Find your own way down the damn hill.
No, come back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. That was rude and ungracious. Forgive me, darling. You're right. You are my guardian angel.
I am.
Love you. I've never kissed an angel before.
I've never seen two cyclists having a snog.
That's because they're mostly red-faced, sweaty and knackered. A triple passion killer. But you, as always, are sparkly and glowing.
Don't be too nice to me. I seem to be on the edge of tears all the time.
It's just relief. We've both had a hell of a shock.
And I'm doing this all wrong, aren't I? Trying to wrap you in cotton wool when you just want to pick up your life again.
You're doing absolutely nothing wrong. I'm very lucky to have someone who loves me and is looking out for me.
But I'll try to relax and stop mollycoddling.
God, how I wish I'd never said that.
And I'll let you make all the decisions yourself.
You mean I can hold the TV remote all evening?
Some of the decisions.
Knew there was a catch.
Okay, here's a decision you can make. Marion wants to come and see you.
Great. Love to see her.
Oh, smashing. She'll be thrilled. She's been worried about you, and she wants to give you a big hug.
Ooh, I don't know about that. A big hug from Marion could put my blood pressure up.
Oh, guess who?
Huh.
Hello, Marion, darling. Are your ears burning? We were just talking about you coming over.
And I said a big hug from you would put my blood pressure up.
As you can hear, he's absolutely fine, in spite of my mollycoddling.
Oh.
No, don't ask. We're actually out on our bikes, top of the hill. I know, new regime. Listen, we both want you to come for supper on Wednesday. Yes, he probably will be cooking something healthy.
Mm.
Oh, OK. No, that'll be... hang on. I've just got my foot caught in the stirrup. Just a sec.
What are you talking about? What stirrup?
Marion's got a friend staying with her this week. She's offered to make it another time, but should I say she can bring her friend? What do you think, too much for you?
Only if her friend's Monica Bellucci.
Cos I can't get by without you. I need you more these days. The way I feel about you leaves nothing more to say. Cos I love you. Girl, I need you. And I can't get
just after the tip.
Wait.
Can't. I've booked a time slot.
Won't take a sec.
Right, what's up?
What do you think of this?
Bit overdressed for Marion and her chum. Aren't we just having a kitchen supper?
I thought I might wear it to Jules's wedding.
Oh, God, when's that?
Saturday week. It's quite formal.
Damn. I can't get into my morning suit.
That's just for the bridal party. You'll be fine with the dark grey striped.
OK, needs cleaning. Have we got them a present?
Yes, they wanted some garden furniture. You chose it, remember?
No. It's 4:15. Must go, or I'll miss my slot. Anything else to take?
No, but...
Bye, then.
Wait. What do you think? Look at me. Properly.
Doing it.
And? Do you like this outfit?
Yeah. Nice.
Nice?
Very nice.
Is that all?
Apparently not. So it's a truly magnificent frock.
It's not a frock.
No?
No, it's a two-piece.
Is it?
Yeah, a top and a long skirt.
I can't see the joint.
That's the idea.
Well, it's very...
Don't say nice.
Look, long ago, my superlatives bank ran dry because everything looks good on you. When you walk into a room, heads not only turn, they swivel, like owls. You could wear my old gardening shirt to the wedding and still draw a clamour of admirers. As Dr. Hook declared in an otherwise unremarkable song, when you're in love with a beautiful woman, it's hard. But fortunately, I'm so proud of you that I'm happy. No, honoured. Just to know I'm the man by your side, to the wedding and beyond, indeed, throughout life's journey.
Have you been watching Four Weddings and a Funeral again?
Might have. Why?
You're shape-shifting into Hugh Grant.
Ha! Any objections?
None at all. You can go to the tip now.
Thanks very much. See you later.
I can feel something pounding in my brain.
Dishwasher. He won't let me do it. Bye, darling. And lovely to meet you, Steph. Bye. Bye. Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Fun?
I liked her.
Did you?
Didn't you? What's the matter?
I'm just very... I don't know.
Shocked?
Confused.
What about?
Isn't it obvious? Marion seems to be in a relationship with Steph.
Yes, she is.
You already know.
I do.
Why the hell didn't you tell me before they came round?
Because I thought you might behave differently if you knew.
Knew what? That my best friend's widow has shacked up with someone else barely a year after he died?
She's not shacked up with her.
They're obviously more than friends.
That happened very recently, Marion said.
Oh, that's all right then.
Aren't you happy for her?
No, I'm bloody not.
You don't like the fact that she's in a relationship with a woman?
Oh, come on, you know me better than that.
Well, I thought I did. Then what's upsetting you so much?
I don't like the fact that she's in a relationship with anybody so soon after John died.
If you're upset on John's behalf, let me just remind you, he's dead.
Oh, believe me, I realise that.
Look, leave the dishwasher. Come and sit down.
No, thanks. I'm going to bed.
Darling, please, let's talk about it.
If you'd talked to me about it before, we wouldn't need this conversation. Don't forget to let the dog out.
Who takes every kind of people? About, yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Every kind of people.
Darling, I know you're not asleep. I'm so sorry. I had no idea it upset you so much.
Oh.
Oh, don't. Are you crying?
This is what will happen to us, isn't it? When I'm gone, all those wonderful years, the passion, the laughter, the complete and perfect love will be forgotten. You'll jump into bed with someone else a few months later and put my photo in a drawer.
That is not what Marion's done.
John loved her more than anything, and I thought she loved him.
She did. She still does, passionately.
You're just making excuses for her.
Well, what are you saying? Marion should never smile again, just be in permanent mourning for John. I don't think he would have wanted that. I believe he would have liked her to be happy.
Not that happy and not that fast.
OK, let me tell you how Marion put it to me. She had a perfect marriage with John and she's adamant she doesn't want another husband. In fact, she can't imagine having a physical relationship with another man because she'd just think of John every time. And that's how I'd feel if anything happened to you.
You don't know that.
Oh, I do. And I know what this is about. It's not just about John, is it? You've had a heart op, and even though you're all gung-ho, you're still scared that you might die soon. It's natural to feel vulnerable, but admit, that's what this is. Darling?
Yes, OK, it is. If Marion can find love so quickly after his death, so could you after mine.
If it is love, it's a different kind of love. Since John's died, what Marion misses, she said, apart from everything, is physical contact. A touch, a hug.
We hug Marion.
Someone just for her, on her side.
She's got Rosie and the baby and Callum there on her side.
Oh, Callum's in Australia and Rosie's 200 miles away. Marion and John had a wonderful marriage, so when it ended so suddenly, it's like coming off a powerful drug.
She's addicted to love, is that what you're saying?
She has a great capacity for love, and she needs to share it with someone. It might be Steph, or Steph might just be a warm interlude. But she's glowing. For the first time since John died, you must have noticed.
Oh, I did.
She's never going to erase John. She was talking about him tonight, wasn't she? I think we should be happy for her.
We might be, but I doubt Rosie will be overjoyed. Had she told her?
Not yet. One step at a time.
Open up the door. I can't hear your voice no more. I just want to make you smile. Maybe stay with you a while.
Oh, this top is so fitted and boned. I'm going to take it off.
You can't undress in the car. They have cameras on every road these days. You'll end up on YouTube.
Well, I'm certainly undoing the buttons and kicking off my shoes.
That takes me back.
To the days when I used to climb into the back seat.
Which wasn't easy in a Morgan. The back seat was a shelf.
We didn't care. Steamy windows. Ooh, I love seeing your strong, manly hands on the wheel.
Stop it.
Thank you for driving, darling. It's mostly me that draws the short straw when we go out.
That's because I'm usually incapable when we come home.
But this time you're the sober, slightly disapproving one.
I'm not disapproving at all. I'm just moderating my intake.
So what's it like being sensible? Not your default position.
Nor yours.
It's been such a long day, hasn't it? How do you feel?
Alert, sprightly, and quite smug. And I'll feel the same in the morning, unlike most of the guests, I imagine.
It was a gorgeous wedding, wasn't it? I don't know why I'm asking you, because you always think weddings are an ordeal.
I rather enjoyed this one.
Jules looked lovely.
She did, and very serene.
Yes, that's the word. That is the word. Serene and happy. I'm a proud godmother, looking at those two, just starting out.
Oh, here we go. The runny-nosed tears of the mildly inebriated.
I want to go back there.
Forgotten your pashmina?
No, not there. There. Where love is new and sparkling and you're still finding things out about each other.
Are you saying we know everything about each other now?
No. I still think you're quietly mysterious and endlessly fascinating.
That's definitely the drink talking.
Hey, we've got a much bigger back seat now. Why don't you pull into a lay-by and I'll climb over the seat and lie down, and then you...
No, I couldn't. I felt like a collapsing tripod trying to perform on the back seat when I was 21, let alone now.
But it was so exciting.
I've been told to avoid too much excitement, and we don't need to bonk on the back seat anymore. We've got a damn fine king-size bed at home.
I'd really like to have a TARDIS.
Well, that's your birthday present sorted.
Because I want to go back in time with you, back to the beginning. On such a night as this, when the wind did gently or sweetly something kiss the trees, and they did make no noise.
Why don't you go to sleep, darling?
No, I'm not in the least bit tired. I'm keeping you company.
Thank you. Put some music on then. Oh, and I need a sugar rush to get me through the next 30 miles. Where's the sweet tin? Find me a red one. Or orange will do, but not yellow. I think I'll swing by Ur of the Chaldees and give Abraham a lift to Canaan.
It's lovely.
Sweet dreams, darling.
Can we go back home now?
Fresh air and a brisk walk is the best cure for a hangover.
A pint of black coffee and 2 paracetamol works for me. Could you hold Amy's lead, please? It's very heavy.
You're in a bad way.
I need to sit down now. Oh, hell's bells. Look, 2 people are sitting on our seat.
How very dare they?
And I honestly can't walk any further.
Well, you'll have to.
Oh, come on, look, we'll stand in front of them and block the view.
That is petulant and childish.
You don't care, my need is greater.
They look very settled.
Oh, no, Amy's gone to say hello.
Fraternising with the enemy.
I'll whistle, she'll come back.
Optimist.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I think my face is cracking.
It worked. Good girl, Amy.
Oh, they're still not moving.
Well, I'll just go up and say, lovely day, and they might let us sit on the end.
I don't want to sit on the end. I want all of it. Oh, wait. Oh, I think they might be going. Look, he's picked up his rucksack.
Could be getting up the sandwiches.
I don't think so. She's putting her coat on.
Means nothing. There's a stiff breeze.
Oh, hurrah! They're actually standing up. Right, leg it.
Stop pulling me.
Harry. Oh, there's another couple on the path over there. They've quickened their pace. They're definitely heading for the bench.
Let me go.
Oh, we're going to lose it. Faster.
No, I don't want to alert them. I'm exuding a brisk nonchalance.
But they're making a beeline.
And you're making skid marks on the grass.
I'm not going to lose it now. I made it.
Don't ever do that again.
Okay. Now, spread out.
I'm not margarine.
Put your arms along the back. Take up all the space.
They're glaring at us.
I don't care. Come on, Amy. Up.
She's not a lapdog.
Amy, jump.
She won't, because she knows she's not allowed on the furniture.
Amy. Amy, jump. Amy. Amy.
Wasting your time.
Jump.
She spotted a lusty Labrador.
What did I say?
Let her go and play.
Those two are walking away. Oh, no, don't look.
Where?
I said don't look.
He's glaring at us over his shoulder.
What are you doing?
I'm just waving at them.
Didn't look like a wave.
That was fun.
Was it?
Yeah. Small victory.
I must say, I'm impressed by your sudden transformation from ashen-faced crapulence to warrior queen.
Oh, I think I might have overdone it.
You think?
I feel a bit wiped out and shivery. Can I snuggle into your coat?
You're definitely not yourself. Normally, you just force your way in.
Oh, that's better. Where's Amy?
Flat on her back, offering herself to the beefy lab.
Phew, she's obviously smitten.
I might have to go over and ask him about his prospects.
There are so many different kinds of love, aren't there?
If she could talk, I think Amy would quote Tina Turner, "What's love got to do with it?"
No, but look at Hilda and Jack in the care home.
Why?
Well, I think that's becoming a calm and comforting kind of love.
You haven't watched them playing bridge.
And Marion and Steph? A new way of loving, maybe, for Marion?
It certainly will be.
I was thinking how sad it was to see David struggling to walk Jules up the aisle.
Yes, it was quite a change from when we last saw him.
But did you notice Celia never left his side, holding his arm, smiling at him, leading him around the tables?
He's obviously very dependent on her.
That's the heavy lifting side of love.
Is it?
It happens in most long marriages.
This is going where?
Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds.
From bench thief to bard in 5 minutes.
The dynamics of love can change. There comes a time when one of you needs help.
Oh, here we go. I had a knee replacement and a heart attack, so I'm a burden, right?
No, I don't mean that at all. I fell down the stairs, remember?
You're an even worse patient than you are a nurse.
But here we still are, looking after one another, in sickness and in health.
The richer for very much poorer.
Still in love, still keeping the dream alive.
Uh-oh, you've now officially entered the maudlin phase. Tears will shortly follow.
Oh, quick, poo bag.
Phew. Introspection over, normal service resumes.
Amy's got no idea of how to behave on a first date.
At least you only stole my chips when we met.
Oh, look, the Labrador's walked away.
I'm not surprised. I'll go and sort it, shall I?
Thank you, darling. Not many people have what we have.
An incontinent dog?
Us. We have us. Here's a poo bag.
And boy, are we keeping the dream alive.
The hopes we had were much too high, way out of reach, but we have to try. The game will never be over, because we're keeping the dream alive.
Conversations from a Long Marriage
was written by Jan Etherington.
It starred Joanna Lumley
and Roger Allam.
It was produced and directed by Claire Jones
and was a BBC Studios production.
I need you. I love you.
Well, that was the last in the current series, but you can listen back to all 6 episodes as well as the entire back catalogue. There are 3 more series of conversations to enjoy, all available now on BBC Sounds. Among the guests coming up on this evening's front row, the Arts Minister Lord Parkinson to talk about the government's £60 million cultural investment fund announced earlier this week. That's in 15 minutes after The Archers.
Drama on BBC Radio 4.
Aldrich Kemp. Dead.
If only things were that straightforward. The investigation doesn't stop there. As Clara Page's new boss, I'm putting her back on the case on the streets of London.
Follow that cab!
You're joking, Angela.
Call me love again and see how funny I am.
And in some rather more exotic locations.
We are literally in the middle of a jungle.
Ow!
From the creators of the Lovecraft Investigations.
Who killed Aldrich Kemp?
That is the piece of the puzzle which we don't yet have.
Friday afternoon.